We're going to talk about your Louisiana
I think I
community
lost
effort. I got it. You didn't lose it. I never gave it to you.
No.
But anyway.
He would have lost it if you'd given it to him.
And Milton has, you know, of course, he claims to be from Louisiana.
I am.
Well, I know, but on your commercial, you
say. No, that's right. Born on the Bayou.
Born on the Bayou, Bayou St. James.
St. John. Bayou St. John. Okay. Well, like 2 miles from my house.
Okay. So, and since the hurricane and everything, he's wanted a way to reach out to the people of the state of Louisiana. And here it comes on PlanetAnswers.com.
Saints in the Super Bowl?
Well, Benson did that. I think you need something bigger than
Something bigger than that? Okay.
And this lady's email is named Orleans by Water.
Okay.
Orleans by Water. And she figured that out pretty quick when that hurricane came in there. She writes and says, "Hi, I'm so thankful. The Merloton Festival still has..." Oh, wait a minute. That's not the original. But anyway, she was writing. She wanted to know about how to grow Merlotons. Here it is. Chayote. Chayote. Anyway, her original question was, "Thank you for the free website." That's Louisiana, man. They want it free. I take care of a large community.
Now, why didn't you capitalize on the fact, how many emails have you gotten from people? How many have said, "Thank you. Thank you for your free website"?
A lot
website.
Of them, but they don't say free website.
Well, those people from Louisiana are gracious.
Yeah. "I take care of a large community garden in Bywater, B-Y-W-A-T-E-R. We haven't looked that up yet.
I'll look it up now.
After the storm, we had to house many people there in tents. I think that is why the Merlotons didn't come back." So she thinks it killed them.
No.
Bywater is the home of the Bywater Merloton Festival. She never spelled Merloton the same way twice, and she never got it spelled right at all. "I must return them," T-H-R-M. I say, I know this person is from Louisiana, "to the garden. I am alone now. No one else came back who knows when to plant them." This is a desperate woman, Milton. "They were always there." Always has got two L's. Okay.
She didn't have spell check, apparently.
No. "I have some that I neglected to cook, and I find they're sprouted. Can I plant them? If so, when?" So I send her, after I figure out what the heck she's trying to talk about, we've got it on Plant Answers as Chayote, C-H-A-Y-O-T-E, Chayote. And we've got a whole write-up on specialty vegetables about Chayote. And then I did a web search, but in case this lady could not open the file, I sent a copy, enclosed a copy, in case she might get off the track. I said, "Contact us if you have more questions, since we can definitely help you rejuvenate the Bywater Merloton Festival. There is a famous radio personality from New Orleans who now works in San Antonio who may want to contact you and personally supervise and promote this Merloton comeback."
Mm-hmm. Is that Milton?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know who this famous person is.
"When is the festival usually held? We may come over. Good luck."
And
she writes back, said, "I'm so thankful. The Merloton Festival still happens. It's just that the community garden is just blocks away, and we were always known for an abundance of Merlotons. I want things back to normal as they can be."
Yeah.
"David Redmond just finished a documentary about us. I'm also in his monographs, Made in China." I don't know what that means. It often shows on PBS. "I've always loved the Ninth Ward." And you said that's where the dams broke.
That's where the levee broke.
Levee broke. "It is much different than often depicted. I hope the documentary will show that. Filming started a year before Katrina. I myself did a website about it. I love the Bywater. We lost the pecan tree, one of the largest in the area. We passed many a good time under that tree debating and drinking and how to determine a male militant from a female militant. They don't have a lot to do in Louisiana.
Apparently not.
Thanks to you, I can replace the militant. At one time, the information was a phone call away. Not enough gardeners back yet. In other words, they didn't come back. They tended to be the older people. Your site is great. Thank you so much. Feel free to come visit us.
Okay.
We've housed many from common ground to from common ground to FEMA people free. We don't discriminate. That's good. We can bring milk. I love San Antonio, and tell your friend to feel free to call M.S. Pearl. So there you go. There's the project. And she also sent me, there's also a...
We still haven't had the rutabaga fest yet.
Well, that's, but it's, maybe this, our rutabaga fest was not very successful. Remember, we did a lot of gourd stuff, too. But this might be the breakthrough, Milton.
You think this
will
be?
Well, because of Milton's tie-in over there. And now that we're...
It's a good cause.
Now we're national and international. We can take his computer and deal over there. And
well, she was along the Intercoastal Waterway, if it's telling me right where it is, which is...
Bywater? That's why they called it Bywater.
Yeah, and then...
It's Bywater.
The waterway was, I think, where it broke. That was the levee that broke.
Uh-oh. But anyway,
that connected the lake, incidentally, to the river.
They've got a website called www.bywater, that's B-Y-W-A-T-E-R, .org.
Well, why did you tell me that to begin with? I could have gone there. I went to Google. Oh, there's Bywater. Bywater Neighborhood Association.
There you go.
All right.
And she told me to read the October-November 06 PDF file.
All right. Oh, there's the Merlaton Festival.
There you go.
All right.
When is it?
Well, it's November 4th at Markey Park.
November the 4th.
Musical guests include Morning 40 Federation, John Sketch, and the Dirty Notes, the Soul Rebel Brass Band, Kermit Ruffin's Happy Talk Band. Andy
we can
Ford.
Take Jeremy over there. Let
Jeremy will fit right in.
Okay, so that's our project that we're going to keep in
I
the
picture
back of our mind.
Jeremy hanging out with the Washboard Jazz Trio.
And we get some, I bet they got crawdads down there and shrimp and all that kind of clams.
Let's see if they say.
Because they say not to eat a
we'll find
clam
out
of the
if you want, if you want to pursue more, admission is $5.
There you go.
All right.
And we're going to stay with
Miss Pearl.
Miss Pearl.